Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Playground, the best show on WTKA of all time in its 2017 year history. I'm Matt the Miz Missler in the air chair. Follow me at the Miz on air. Jay-Z to my left. Follow him on Twitter at
Jay-Z Radio. And we're also going to, we've been in, you know, either through John U. Bacon, Jane Morris, think in the Ring of Honor, they put Kurt Gibson. Michigan State's going to honor Tony O next.
Tony O is getting put in the Ring of MSU honor.
For the playground. Playground. From the backfield and now the playground. Yeah, for all those shows.
Yep, the view from the backfield. Off the field, that's right. Congratulations, Tony O.
Thank you. I'll accept it with grace.
Tony O is here. He doesn't have a Twitter, but go ahead. You can tweet him at WTK underscore playground. Jacob Babbitt. Hit him with that social media, fam.
Jacob underscore Babbitt, actually on Twitter right now.
Oh, look at that.
Seeing what's good.
Multitasking because, gentlemen, it's our favorite segment of the show. It's winners and losers. Go around the room. If you've never listened, just listen to the podcast, audioboom.com. Look it up. You know what the drill is. So we're going to start with a guy that should be honored. Tony O, who is your winner?
My winner is going to be Nebraska and Minnesota because they are unofficially bringing back the greatest, what is maybe the greatest made-up trophy of all time, the $5 Bits Broken Chair Trophy. It's coming back. For those of you who don't know, this has been my winner before. It all started with a tweet from the @FauxPellini, which is a fantastic parody Twitter account. It all started like 3 years ago or 4 years ago now. What ended up happening is some person made this wooden broken chair trophy to based off that tweet, and then Minnesota and Nebraska actually transferred it between them for like 2 years or 3 years, and everything went smoothly until when Nebraska got it, they decided that it was not a good, it didn't fit with their market. Like, who knows, right? These weird decisions that these athletic departments make when the fans loved it, and so they basically put it away, locked it up, and never brought it out again. But this year, after a lot of fans wanted it back, they're bringing it back, and they're using it as sort of like motivation for people to give fundraising to, I think, like the two children's hospitals. But I think it's great because the fans actually care about it.
Nice. Very nice. And your loser!
The Purdue Athletic Department, I think, is who owns this, for not having air conditioning in the visitor's locker room.
Oh.
So for those of you who saw this or didn't see this, the Michigan players had to, the people who were actually playing in the game had to go and sit on the buses in order to cool down during halftime because there's no AC in the locker room.
That's brutal.
How much money does Purdue get just from their share of what Michigan is actually making them from the Big Ten contracts and everything else? And they can't afford AC in a locker room? Give me a break.
Enough to at least put a window shaker in, even though there's no windows. But come on, dude.
Just something. Like, that's a player safety issue.
Just a wee bit.
When is that hot outside?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just a wee bit. You know the drill.
All right, I'm going to send it to Josh, who is your winner.
My winner is going to be the NFL. Trump and his, Twitter, still on fun. If you're not following, go ahead. He'll block you. But let's just say the NFL, even this morning at the 9:30 game, the Jags and the Ravens, they all kind of put their arms together. Even the owners of these teams were down on the field, and it's going to be a big day. You're going to see a lot of these teams, they're planning it. It used to just be a few guys. I think a lot of these teams are showing that they are teams, and they're bonding together over Trump's tweets. And you're going to see today pretty much not a lot of guys. You're going to see a lot of guys with on one knee. Their arms are going to be locked. And you saw that today, this morning, with Khan, the owner for the Jaguars. He was in there. He was on the line locking arms with his players. And you saw that from the Fords. They tweet out something. Robert Kraft. All these owners are pretty much doing something. Where it used to be, it was like Colin Kaepernick and a few guys. And you saw a few of it, and it was talked about. But once that was over, let's get to the game. This is going to be a big day as a lot of people are standing up against Donald Trump.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If anyone was going to try to tweet out or try to contact the show, like, oh, I can't believe you're saying something like that, sit down.
No, if they it don't matter. I'm not going to overread it.
Yeah, sit down, be humble.
I only log in during the show.
There you go.
And your loser.
My loser has to be Fox 2. If you were trying to watch the game yesterday, you saw some Major League Baseball. The Brewers, I think, were taking on the Cubs or something like that. I don't know. I ended up, when I turned it on there and I saw that, instantly I'm like, all right, this sucks. I love baseball, but I'm here to watch the Michigan game today. So what I did, went to, you know, Big Ten to go, or it was Fox Sports to go, and watched from there until they finally said, well, we welcome everyone that's been watching that baseball game that went 10 innings and no one cares about. So Fox 2, you're in Detroit. You should have switched over to the game once it started.
Makes sense to me.
All right. Well, let's move around. Jacob Babbitt, who's your winner?
Big winner from yesterday, TCU, after that huge win against top 10 team Oklahoma State. Here's an interesting stat that I found. Three of their last four road games against top six teams have been wins. So, got to give a shout out to TCU. Kenny Trail Hill playing well. They're going to be my winner today, the TCU Horned Frogs, especially after, you know, giving up, what, 30, 40 points to SMU a couple weeks ago. Came out with a big statement win here.
And your loser.
Boy, big loser out of the SEC, especially after some miles were running. Alabama Vanderbilt. I believe this was last week after Vanderbilt won, went to 3-0. Somebody got a guy on camera saying Bama next, and that was the biggest mistake that guy could have made. Losing 59-0 yesterday, outgained 677-78.
Baker Mayfield, where you at?
First downs 38-3 in favor of Alabama.
What?
Alabama ran for 496 yards.
No.
Vandy did beat Alabama A&M.
Brutal. Brutal. They are my loser. They took a hard, hard L yesterday.
That is the hardest of L's.
All right, Mizzle, your winner.
Well, I gotta be a little bit of a homer. And I gotta give a shout out to the Eastern Michigan Eagle hockey team, sweeping a team for the weekend for the first time in about two or three seasons, knocking off Rochester College on the road yesterday, on Friday, 4-2. Yesterday, winning their home opener, 5-3, sweeping a weekend for the first time, I believe, in about a year or two. So, congratulations to the Eagles. They move on to the over to Colorado for a three-game series starting on Thursday. So, congrats, Eagles. Keep flying.
Fly, Eagle, fly.
Fly, Eagle, fly.
And you're a loser.
The referee from the Texas A&M Arkansas game that said the A&M running quarterback who should have had a 90-yard touchdown run stepped out of bounds at about the 7-yard line. When looking at the replay, his foot was about, I don't know, maybe 3 feet width away from the sideline itself, and you still call him out of bounds? Son, get your eyes checked. Get your eyes checked. Boy, that'll do it for the playground. Make sure you listen to us, audioboom.com. If you haven't listened to the podcast, we'll tweet it out as well. Jake will probably tweet it out, and we will tweet it to everyone else. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check your fantasy teams, especially that Ravens-Jacksonville game. Oh, wait, that clock is messed up. So, sorry, too late, guys. Make sure your fantasy league is set up. We'll talk to you next week. This has been the Playground Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket. Lions are next.